mean to break my window. I was just playing ball in my bedroom. It slipped out of my hand.
You broke the rules and, well, now you have to face the consequences. Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. When my brother and I were younger, one time we broke the rules and tried riding our bikes in the house. Not a good idea. Pete ran into Mom's favorite photo frame and broke it. But my mom and dad didn't punish us. Instead, they showed us grace. And that means they gave us mercy even though we didn't deserve it. That's just like what God did for you. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God." Now for our story today. It's entitled, Broken Window. Jackson hadn't meant to break the window. The ball had slipped out of his hand, and now he stood in front of a mess. If only there was some way to hide it, Jackson thought. But there wasn't. He couldn't fix it. He'd broken his bedroom window, and his parents were going to find out. They were probably going to ground him. Jackson sighed. "It's my own fault. I shouldn't have been playing ball in the house." Instead of trying to hide things, Jackson went downstairs. "Dad?" Jackson said. Dad turned toward him. "Yes?" Jackson looked at his feet. "I broke my window." Dad got up. "How did that happen?" "I hit it with the ball," Jackson mumbled. "I'm sorry." They went upstairs to look at the damage, and Jackson waited for his dad to tell him what his punishment was going to be. "I'm sorry," Jackson said again. "I know I shouldn't have been playing with the ball in here." Dad nodded slowly. "You did know it's against the rules to play ball in the house, right?" Jackson nodded. "I guess I thought I could get away with it if no one saw me." Dad sighed. "I need to talk to your mom," he said. Jackson waited for his parents and was surprised by how calm they looked when they came into his room. "We decided to give you grace this time," Mom said. "Grace?" Jackson asked. "Yes," said Mom. "We're not going to give you what you deserve for breaking the rules. We've decided to give you grace instead," she smiled, just like how Jesus gives us grace all the time. He died to take the punishment we deserve for our sins so we could be saved and enjoy life with Him. Whenever we do something wrong, He offers us grace and forgiveness. "Right," Dad said. "But the Bible says that those saved by grace shouldn't go on sinning. We're trusting that there will be no more ball playing in the house."
"There won't be," Jackson quickly agreed. Mom hugged him. "We forgive you and we love you."
"We do," Dad said. Jackson smiled. Grace felt pretty amazing. So how about you? Has anyone ever given you grace when you didn't deserve it? Well, how did it feel? Have you received God's grace by trusting Jesus to forgive your sins? His gift of grace covers all your wrongs. So instead of getting the punishment you deserve, eternal separation from God, He forgives you and gives you eternal life with Him. So trust in Him so you can enjoy His grace every day. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse, once again, Ephesians 2:8.
"For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God."
And our key thought for today, grace is a great gift. Hey Hope, what do you think of the Keys for Kids app?
Your app is the best. I like games and TV, but your app is what I like more because it teaches me about God.
Download the Keys for Kids app by searching Keys for Kids in your app store. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids.